Its mouth held the rearview mirror from some car or truck, which stretched the face into an almost comical look of surprise. Above it, and to the left, was a second head. The body of a Barbie doll had been placed under its chin, so it looked like a huge head with a tiny body. On the right side was the third head. It had been neatly mounted on a piece of drywall, the ears carefully tacked on with what must be drywall screws. There was no mess of blood puddling around the exhibit. All three heads were bloodless. A mirror, a Barbie, and drywall. Three kills. Bone dry. Hello, Dexter. There was absolutely no question about it. The Barbie body was clearly a reference to the one in my freezer. The mirror was from the head left on the causeway, and the drywall referred to Jaworski. Either someone was so far inside my head they might as well be me, or they actually were me. I took a slow and very ragged breath. I'm quite sure my emotions were not the same as his, but I wanted to squat down in the middle of the floor beside Angel No Relation. I needed a moment to remember how to think, and the floor seemed a great place to start. Instead, I found myself moving slowly toward the altar, pulled forward as if I was on well-oiled rails. I couldn't make myself stop or slow down or do anything but move closer. I could only look, marvel, and concentrate on getting the breath to come in and go out in the right place. And all around me, I slowly became aware that I wasn't the only one who couldn't quite believe what he was seeing. In the course of my job, to say nothing of my hobby, I had been on the scene of hundreds of murders, many of them so gruesome and savage that they shocked even me. And at each and every one of those murders, the Miami-Dade team had set up and gone on with their job in a relaxed and professional manner. At each and every one of them, someone had been slurping coffee, someone had sent out for pasteles or donuts, someone was joking or gossiping as she sponged up the gore. At each and every crime scene, I had seen a group of people who were so completely unimpressed with the carnage that they might as well have been bowling with the church league. Until now. This time, the large, bare concrete room was unnaturally quiet. The officers and technicians stood in silent groups of two and three, as if afraid to be alone, and simply looked at what had been displayed at the far end of the room. If anybody accidentally made a small sound, everyone jumped and glared at the noisemaker. The whole scene was so positively comically strange that I certainly would have laughed out loud if I hadn't been just as busy staring as all the other geeks. Had I done this? It was beautiful, in a terrible sort of way, of course. But still, the arrangement was perfect, compelling, beautifully bloodless. It showed great wit and a wonderful sense of composition. Somebody had gone to a lot of trouble to make this into a real work of art. Somebody with style, talent, and a morbid sense of playfulness. In my whole life, I had only known of one such somebody. Could that somebody possibly be darkly dreaming Dexter?